All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Shelly, madam, how can we help you?
Hi, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, so I went on a date with this guy. And he is not calling me back, and I cannot figure out why.
Okay, well, tell us about the date.
So, all right. We went out, we met on Tinder, and then this was a while ago. We were chatting, we were, you know, texting and whatever. And then we went out to a club one night, we had a few drinks, and it was awesome. Like, we had a blast. And then we went out on Marathon Monday, and, I mean, I had a ball, and now I haven't heard from him.
Is there anything you think that happened during the marathon?
I don't think so. We had a good time. You know what I mean? We drank our faces off.
I was about to say, yep. There's a lot of drinking usually going on.
Yeah, we definitely drank. I drank all day, which probably, you know, I don't think I did anything stupid, but like, I don't know. It's like a 12-hour day. It's a marathon drinking day, so I have no idea. Yeah.
Long as you didn't black out, I think, you know, you're probably all good there.
Does he also drink?
Yeah, I mean, he drinks, but, like, I mean, I can definitely outdrink him. There's no question about that, but I can outdrink most men. And, you know, I definitely, like, so, okay, he had wine a couple of times, which I thought was, like, come on, what are you, a bitch drinker? But then I was like, all right, okay, people are fancy and whatnot. Go drink
fancy
wine.
Yeah.
But I was double-fisted Michelob Ultra.
All right. Well,
classy.
Listen.
I gotta watch my waistline.
I mean, hey, I hear you, girl.
I like it, Melissa. I don't know why, but I like it. Okay, we're gonna call him for you next. See if we can get you another date. Okay.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Second date update on Tens.
Now back to the second date update on the Tens
with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to the lovely Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
I love this girl. She was explaining to us how she went on a date with Greg to the Boston Marathon.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting date.
And they watched it. Yeah, it's a great, you know, because, you know, you have a couple of drinks, you interact.
The weather was nice.
Weather was nice. It's never boring. But ever since then, he's given you basically nothing, right? Zero reaction.
Nothing.
No replies, nothing.
A full blow off.
I don't know. We'll call him right now. Hopefully he picks up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Greg?
Yes, this is Greg.
Awesome. Greg, please don't hang up. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. I just, can I explain to you why we're calling you?
You're calling me from where?
We're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station, but it's a good thing. I can explain to you why. Somebody gave us your number.
Okay,
so we got your number from a girl, and she likes you a lot, and she would love to take you out on a nice date, you know, impress you and see if you guys hit it off. So what we're offering you is a date of your choice. So you pick a place, you pick a day and time that you're free, and we'll reserve everything, and we'll set it up so that this girl shows up so you guys can, you know, see if you hit it off with each other.
Wow, okay. Well, who is it?
I'm going to say her name right now, and you're going to be so happy after you hear it.
All right.
Shelly.
Oh, no, man. I'm all set.
I don't think you heard me right. I said Shelly, the one that you you hung out at the marathon with.
We did that. I'm good with that, man.
He heard you. Right.
What do you mean you're good with that? Is it because she had a couple drinks? She said she could drink a little more than you. Is that why?
Oh, she had a few for sure. But I mean, that's not the only reason. That girl's just she's a little out there for me.
In what way? Just because if you're not into it, you know, just so we can get back to her and let her know.
I mean, we went out. We had a plan to, like, go out and, like, in Brookline and, you know, check out the marathon. And this girl shows up, like, double-fisting beers, like, right away. She's just got a funny look in her eye, like, I know something's not right. And I don't know how to explain this, but, like, we were watching the marathon, and she was, like, yelling at the runners, like, you know you don't need to be doing this right, and, like, she's like, hey, buddy, look at you. There's no way you're going to make it. Like,
shut up.
Oh, my God.
She was, like, taunting the runners.
Yeah, she's, like, taunting everybody that goes by, and I'm, like, sitting there embarrassed out of my mind. There was this one old guy, and she was yelling at him. She's like, call him an old piece of shit. Something. She's like, there's no way you're going to finish. And I said something to her, and she's just like, dad, who cares? Like, I hate the marathon, yada, yada. Everybody pretends to be so holy because they can run.
First of all, I never said I hated the marathon.
Hold on.
Okay?
Greg, Shelly is on the phone, and she was supposed to wait until I introduced her. So, Shelly, you hate the marathon? What's going on?
I don't hate the marathon. I sometimes hate marathon runners because, you know, they don't have to do that, right? Like, they don't get paid to do it. They act like they're running and saving somebody in a burning building. You're choosing to run 26 miles. I think you're a little calf. I'm yelling at them because I'm telling them that they can do it. You ever face adversity in your life? You ever watch a movie like Rocky or Rudy or something? They face adversity. I'm the adversity that they have to face.
So you're trying to help them. I get it.
It's reverse psychology. Read a book.
So you thought you were helping them when you were throwing chicken wings at them? Did I mention she was throwing chicken wings at people?
13, okay? People give them orange slices. Why can't I give them a chicken wing?
They don't need chicken wings. They don't need any of that. They just want to run. Just let them run.
So, Greg, now, this next date won't be... unless you want to get a sporting event. I mean, it could just be like a nice dinner if you want. I mean, it's all on you.
No. I want a restraining order. I don't want another date.
Please.
I'm good.
Handle me with a restraining order. Ask some people.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
Usually being a dog person is a good thing, right? Not tomorrow. Listen to the second date update on the 10s. 6:10 right here with the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, it's Pebbles, it's Melissa, and it's you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.